Today, we're going to continue with the explanation on the Sikha of Chayesore Tovshin and Beis, where the Rebbe speaks to the Shluchim, the Kinnus HaShluchim, Mevarchim HaChodesh Kislev Tovshin and Beis, and the Rebbe introduces a whole new topic when it comes to Shlichis. And the Rebbe said that there's a new dogesh and focus in the shlichus, and that is the shlichus to be mekabel pnei Mashiach tzedkenu bepoel mamish, mekabel pnei Mashiach tzedkenu begul amitis v'ashleima. Says the Rebbe an interesting lashon that in every single tkufa there is a shar, a gate by which all the inyanim of the shlichus elevate, and in our time, getting ready for Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, this is something which takes and encompasses all the nekudas and details of the Avodas HaShlichus. I want to take a few minutes to explain what does it mean that there's a gate that comes in every single generation. What is this gate that the Rebbe is talking about? Every Rebbe has his things that he focuses on. Contrary to popular opinion, in the secular books, doing historical reviews on Hasidic masters, they also admit that each Rebbe demanded different things. But they're going to explain it based on the personality of the Rebbe of the time. Being that this Rebbe was into Chassidus, for example, so he demanded Chassidus. Being that this Rebbe was into this, so he demanded that. Everyone has their inyan, which was negaya to them. It's really a big mistake. It's what the people needed at the time that was demanded at the time. It's not what the Rebbe was into at the time that he demanded from the people. It's the other way around. What the nation needed at a certain point in history, that was demanded and that was expressed through the Rebbe of the time. To give you an example, there was a Rav who was his name was Rabbi Mendel Feldman, and he was in Torah Vedas. And he was with a group of Bochrim that the Rebbe, before the Nesias of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe invited him to come to Fabrengen in his house. So one of the Bochrim told the Rebbe that the rumor is out in the Litvishi Yeshivas that the Friedrich Rebbe is a good person, a Ish Mesiras Nefesh, a wonderful storyteller, but not very learned when it comes to Aloch and Gemara. It's not, you know, he's a Ish Mesiras Nefesh, a person to respect, and he stands up for Yiddishkeit. When it comes to Inyonim of Aloch and Gemara, that's not his thing. This is the rumor out there in the street. The Rebbe got very serious, and the Rebbe told him, I want to tell you a story. He said, one time I was by my Shver, by the Friedrich Rebbe, and he said a Maimer. And in the Maimer, he answered a very strong halachic Shaila, like a big Shaila. So the Rebbe says, I wanted that we should print this over and people should see it. But when I gave him the Maimer to look over, he took it out. So I asked the Friedrich Rebbe, says the Rebbe, why did you take it out? Says the Friedrich Rebbe, das nicht mein Inyan. This is not my Inyan. In other words, this is not what the people need now. This is not, it's not the Inyan of the Dur, this Inyan. It's not just each Rebbe is different. The needs of the Dur are different. Therefore, the expression is different. Take example, punk this story. Think what America needed between 1940 and 1950. They needed another person to tell them halachic answers, give them Papulim and Gemara, or they needed someone to come and inspire them to serve the Eibishter. That was the need of the generation. That the Friedrich Rebbe did through stories and reminded them what the world used to look like and what we should get ready for, and passionate speeches. This was the need of the Dur. And based on the need, that's what was. And we find that very interesting by the Rebbe also, that in the first tkufa of the Nesiyas of the Rebbe, you don't find so much the Miftsoyim aspect, or even the brilliant learning aspect, the Rashi Sichas Hadronim. It's not that the learning wasn't there, Chas V'Shalom, it's just that at that point you were talking to a group of people that just came back from the Holocaust and they need a lot of love. Foundations were missing. They weren't missing Punk, Pshat, and Rashi. That wasn't what was on the burning agenda. There was Yisraelis and Amunah which had to be ingrained in people. People needed to regroup. The Yidden had to become a people again after being destroyed. After that, so now we can start, now that we got a basic core and we have the next generation growing up, we can send them out now to inspire other people. And each thing that the Rebbe comes out with, that is the Nekuda of Iskashrus at the time. And there's a famous story about the Chassid of Yitzchak Garowitz, who was a Yitzchak Itcher the Masmid, who was a tremendous goyin and had tremendous bittul to the Friedrich Rebbe, that the Friedrich Rebbe was on a mifza called Tashbar, teaching kids. And he told the Friedrich Rebbe, it's very hard for him because he's such a tzaddik and he's such a holy, learned person, to teach little kids is very hard. So the Friedrich Rebbe told him, as du bist oisik in Tashbar, if you'll do what I say, bist du meine, you're my chassid. If not, he didn't finish off the sentence. And what does it mean, what would happen if not? If not, you're not going to be Ichid the Masmid. You're not going to be a Oved Elikim. You're not going to be a Chassid Chabad. What's going to happen if not? If not, so you're a Chassid of Chabad. You're not a Chassid of the Rebbe. There's very big different things. You could be a member of the Chabad philosophy, the Chabad ideas and ideals, history and heritage, all the other fancy words, but you're not a Chassid of the Rebbe because the Rebbe today is demanding this. You have to, there's always the thing of the time that the Rebbe is demanding and expecting everyone to do at that time. It's like a chassid in our generation that says that he's a chassid, he's a Lubavitcher chassid, but he's not into being mekarev of another yid. He's not into doing mifsoyim. He's not into helping out another yid to come closer to the Eibishter. So everyone would look at him and say, I don't know where you landed from. Just because you're learning chassidus and you're davening bavoide, which is wonderful and great, but obviously on the Rebbe's track, you're not on, because this is on the Rebbe's track. But the Rebbe is saying it's not just that these are campaigns. These are gateways to Iskashrus. These are the gateways of the time. This is what the Dur needs that time. And with this, you enter the palace. The Rebbe's palace is beautiful. There's Chassidus, there are Siches, there are Maimorim, there's Miftsoyim, there are Shliches, there's Moipsim, there's letters, there's whatever you want is in the Rebbe's palace. But you have to get through the front door. If you don't have the key to get into that gate, so you can't fly with the program. You have to get through that front gate first. That's the hardest part. Once you're in the gate, so then you fly with the rest of the crew. The gateway of the time changes with the time. Whatever is needed now in the world that the tzaddik knows, that Moshe Rabbeinu knows, that what the world needs now, that becomes the gate of the time. And sometimes it's very hard to change. Like we're soon going to explain the explanation. It says that the Yidden were by the Yamsuf, and they were gathering diamonds from the Yamsuf. And Moshe says, no, you have to go to Matan Torah. And it says he had to force them. So Chassidus says he didn't force them with his hands. It was very hard for them to change because they were told in Mitzrayim that their shlichus is to get the possessions of Mitzrayim. That's their shlichus. And all of a sudden now you're saying, now our shlichus is to go to Matan Torah. All of a sudden there's new focuses now. So you have these people that they were staying with the old shlichus as their focus. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu said that now it's time to new program. Next. We'll explain the Mirtz Hashem in the coming Shiurim more on this evening. It's very negated to the whole Avona of the Sichas. But getting back to our point, there's always a gateway, there's always a Yisoid by which this is what the Rebbe is kochin in now. This is the gate of the times. This is the key to the gate. And the Rebbe is saying nowadays, there's Mifsayim and everything. The key to the times is getting the world ready for Mashiach. That's the thing. In other words, what is your agenda? My agenda is, right now, ask any chassid, what's your agenda? It's getting the world ready for Mashiach. How do you do that agenda? That's the same Mifsayim and davening. But it's all with the there's one kavana here, there's one gate. This is the theme, you know? There's always, you have a theme, and everything's based on that theme. We are coming from Purim. You go, you look around, most Chabad houses have a theme. And everything goes based around that theme. The food is based on that theme. Everything is based on that theme. The theme of Chabad today, and the world today, is Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach, getting the world ready for Mashiach. That's our theme. Everything else, we fit in that mode. Everything is, because it's open to everything. But everything is in that cab, on that train. It's in getting the world ready for Mashiach train. Our davening, and our learning, and our miftsayim, and everything we do has a certain goal to it. In other words, that is the heading. That's the goal. That's the mission. Everything else is details in that mission. It's not subtracting anything from before. Fakert. It's just telling you where the focus is. Everything you do has to be doing for that focus. You know, you put on tefillin. Of course, in tefillin, there's tremendous koiches. It saves Yidden from Gehenim, because it says whoever puts on tefillin, you know, it's karkafta imonach tefillin, ein lechelek leilam haba. So you bring people into leilam haba. You bring security to Eretz Yisrael when you put on tefillin. You do a mitzvah when you put on tefillin. You're also bringing Mashiach when you're putting on tefillin. In other words, there's good, a lot of stuff. You're elevating the leather, and you're elevating the tanner. You're doing a lot of good stuff. But the focus is, you tell a Yid, you should know, when you're putting on tefillin, it's another brick in that building of Mashiach. That has to be on the agenda. That has to be the nekuda which runs through everything that we do. That who are we and what is our mission statement? Our mission statement is to get ourselves, our surrounding people, and our entire world ready to greet Mashiach.